In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We all know what lighthouses are. I think we do. They are those stately obelisks that stand on the shoreline promontories and send out bright rays of light that are meant to bring those at sea safely back to the harbor and home safely. While they shine whenever there's good weather, they especially are important in times of storms or dense fog, when it is so easy for ships to get lost and wreck upon the rocky shores. These beacons of hope are essential if a sailor's voyage is to have a good ending. There are, my friends, so many of our brethren who are caught up in the storms of sin, who are searching for the truth in their lives and are lost in the fog that our society has put up. The fog of secularism, a lack of belief in God, of materialism, that possessions and wealth are the path to happiness, of relativism, that I am able to make my own rules, laws that are unique to me and the world be damned. There are so many who are tossed by the sins of pride, avarice, sloth, covetousness, envy, gluttony, and anger. They, as God's creation, were made for eternal happiness with him in heaven. But they have forgotten this and travel a course headed for their perdition. So what does this have to do with us? Why do I speak of such things today? Well, simply put, as Christians, you and I are called to serve as lighthouses to the world. We are called to shine the light of Christ in the world so that those around us can see the way home to the Father in heaven. In baptism, we were given the light of Christ, and through the working of the Holy Spirit, we have the strength and courage to shine that light so the world cannot miss it. But how are we, who are ourselves fallen and sinful people, able to help? How are we going to be able to shine God's truth so those around us will see and take notice? Well, to begin with, we all have a strong foundation in the Decalogue, those Ten Commandments, which ground us in God's grace as we do our best to live as they direct us. But if we are to be truly lights that dazzle the world and make it stop and take notice, I'm afraid we'll need more. And today's gospel reading provides that more, the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes are guidelines that Jesus revealed to us that paint a picture of what true people of God look like morally and spiritually. They are the roadmap to help us find the utmost happiness in this world and the next. The Catechism tells us that the Beatitudes are the paradoxical promises that sustain hope in the midst of tribulation. They are the very lights we must shine so that there is hope for those who are lost. In giving us the Beatitudes, Jesus did not cease or end the old law, but perfected it, bringing it to its fullness. In them, we are called to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. We are called to be poor in spirit. We are to recognize our need for God and his grace and his call that we be detached from this world and look for him for security, that we acquire an inner peace that allows us to do the will of God. We are called to mourn the violence, hatred, and injustice around us, as well as the sins we own, excuse me, and those of others. We do this so God might show his mercy and comfort us. We are called to hunger and thirst for what is right, to have a passion for doing the will of God always and everywhere. We are to be merciful, extending our forgiveness to those who would harm us, to be understanding and patient in bearing with others' faults, and to be generous with God's gifts to us, looking to share them with those in need. The Beatitudes implore us to sow peace in the world by bringing the gospel message of love to others so they might reconcile with God and work in harmony with others. We're told we must be pure in heart, living lives of integrity and serving the Lord unselfishly, showing acts of love and mercy, righteousness, and justice to a fallen world. And we are called to be meek, abhorring violence, vengefulness, and exploitation of others, having a spirit of gentleness, self-control, and humility. be like Jesus, who tells us, "Learn from me, for I am meek of heart." These are the guidelines to living as God intends us to live. This is the way that we can be beacons of light to the world. We should write them down, put them on our refrigerators in our homes, or in another prominent place where we can read them every day, that they may become our mantra for living lives of God. But be forewarned, my friends, the world does not want your light. It prefers the anonymity of the darkness, and you will face derision and persecution for the sake of living rightly. It is then that you must remember the words of Jesus in today's gospel. "Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice, yes, rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." So as you approach the altar to receive your Savior today, promise him that you will heed his words given to you today and follow them as best you can. For this, my friends, is the way to sainthood, and that's what you were made for. May God bless you.
We offer our intentions to the Father.
May we join with Pope Francis in extending Christ's peace to all we meet today. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the conversion of our president and our governor, that they may respond to God's grace and govern with common good as their end, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all families who are suffering from any form of separation, that God will make them whole again, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the parishioners of Our Lady of Grace will draw their neighbors to God in living authentic biblical Christianity in action, let us pray to the Lord. For the poor souls in purgatory for whom this Mass is offered, let us pray to the Lord.